I know I'm the TV critic here, but nothing in pop culture excites me like the Beatles. Nothing. I'm addicted. The albums, the books, the bootlegs, the Cirque du Soleil show. I've scarfed them all up and more. When I was asked to bring in my favorite Sgt. Pepper covers to play on Fresh Air to honor the album's 40th anniversary, well, let's just say it was an easy day's night. We'll start with the title track, recorded in concert only 2 days after Sgt. Pepper's was released by someone who loved it so much he couldn't wait to play it live, Jimi Hendrix. It was 20 years ago today. Then comes one of the most famous Beatles cover versions ever, arranged by Leon Russell and performed by Joe Cocker, with a little help from my friends from 1969. The next song on Sgt. Pepper, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, became a number one hit when Elton John recorded it in 1974. But he had help. The rhythm guitar on that session was credited to Dr. Winston O'Boogie, but his real name was John Lennon. Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Those last two were gimmies. Now it gets tough. The best version of Getting Better is from an unlikely source. The British group Gomez, who recorded their cover in 2000 at Abbey Road, where Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr recorded the original. I used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things that she loved. The next track on Sgt. Pepper's is Fixing a Hole. My favorite cover of this song is from a jazz vocalist in Minneapolis. Her name is Connie Evingson, and she recorded this in 2003 on Let It Be Jazz, a CD full of wonderful Beatles covers. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in, stops my mind from wandering where it will go. Jimi Hendrix wasn't the only performer to rush out and cover a song from Sgt. Pepper when the album came out in 1967. Harry Nilsson did it too, by covering She's Leaving Home that same year. The Beatles loved it, and liked Harry too. He and John Lennon became infamous drinking buddies in the mid-70s, and even recorded an album together. But here's Harry Nilsson on his own with She's Leaving Home. We never thought of ourselves. Never for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by. Home after living the long Friday morning. The reason why I can't stop collecting Beatles covers is that they keep coming. And this one just arrived this spring. It's an amazing cover of George Harrison's Within You, Without You by Patti Smith. We were themselves behind. The version I like of Lovely Rita was one of the hardest recordings to track down. It's from a British charity compilation from 1988 called Sgt. Pepper Knew My Father, and got very limited release. I finally tracked down an audio cassette copy on eBay from somebody in England, but it was worth it.
Lovely Rita, meet a man. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, throw my heart away. Standing by the parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita, filling in a ticket in a little white book. In a cat,
it's by Michelle Schacht, who's from Texas, not England. Not only is it a fabulous rendition, but the fact that she's a woman singing about a sexy female meter maid gives the song a sly lesbian subtext, at least to me. The next song on the original Sgt. Pepper album is Good Morning, Good Morning. And here's a good modern version by a group called the Lolas.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say but what a day, how's your boy been?
The Beatles performed the title song twice on Sgt. Pepper, but we'll skip right to the famous final song, A Day in the Life. This is the novelty version, but a brilliant one. A group called Big Daddy specializes in imitating the styles of vintage rock performers. And in 1992, Big Daddy released its own version of Sgt. Pepper. Each song was sung in the style of a famous pop star. Jerry Lee Lewis doing Lucy in the Sky, Johnny Mathis doing With a Little Help from My Friends, stuff like that. Big Daddy closed the album, as the Beatles did, with A Day in the Life, but imagined it as Buddy Holly might have recorded it.
Lucky man who made the great hay. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Buddy Holly, of course, died in a plane crash before the Beatles made their first record, but somehow this sounds right. Here's their version of the famous ending, where that unforgettable final piano chord is approximated by a sound that's even more ominous. Happy 40th birthday, Sgt. Pepper. I know I skipped a couple songs, but I wanted to save time for a little something extra. Because why stop at Sgt. Pepper or at 1967? After all, if it's the 40th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper, that means it's 45 years since the Beatles first hit the charts with Love Me Do. And that gives me the excuse to play one of my favorite Beatle covers of all time. It's Love Me Do, all right, but as performed by a rarely heard group called the Beatle Barkers. When you hear this, you'll understand why. Prepare to be stunned. Special thanks to Jonathan Mihivar for putting that tribute together. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Roberta Sharrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.